WRJN AccuWeather forecast calls for a mostly cloudy day today. The humidity up as well, with a few showers and a thunderstorm rolling in from the west, a high of 73. Tonight, mostly cloudy, shower or thunderstorm in the area, mainly early on, low 67. And tomorrow, clouds break for sun, high 78. Sunday, a nice day with sunshine, high 74. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Bill Degger on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Right now in Kenosha, 71 degrees, 69 in Burlington, 71 Milwaukee, it's 70 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
USA isn't the excuse me, the abbreviation for You Suck Donkey.
It's what they made it into.
What are they doing up there?
It's Grand Rapids. Hey, well, it's Michigan.
Yeah, up there in the north. This is what you don't do with children is and kids. You don't reinforce what they're doing by prohibiting it.
You do if parents complain. That's how they respond to things.
USA. How do they even know that? That that's what it stands for.
Because they have student spies. I don't know.
Just silliness. Cubs are your Central Division champions, you know.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Jesus. Only 12 games left, and they couldn't have probably done that within the next week and a half or whatever.
They backed into it because the Giants beat the Cardinals last night on the West Coast. But it was very interesting. They did not hang around their deluxe new clubhouse to see the result and then celebrate. They're like, no, we're not celebrating. We didn't earn it. We're not celebrating.
Okay. Good for them.
Yeah, I think so. I think that was a great move.
Fans stuck around, though, of course, at the bars and watched the game there.
Well, I'm sure that some of the players were there, too. Maybe even Joe Maddon was there.
It was going to happen. It's not that big a deal.
Well, it is a big deal. I heard you say that. Yeah, I'll tell you why it's a big deal. Because it is a sign of the work that they have been doing since Theo Epstein got there. And certainly Joe Maddon last year. And you start in spring training in Arizona. And it leads up to this moment. It's a celebration of that accomplishment. It's a major accomplishment.
It's an accomplishment that was expected.
So?
It's been expected for how many months?
Yeah, but now it's here. You know, it's like when you get married or have a bar or bat mitzvah. It's expected, but you still celebrate.
Really? Okay.
Speaking of celebrating, you know who's celebrating right now as we speak?
Who dat?
The leadership of the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin. They are holding a press conference on these documents that were leaked to, of all things, The Guardian, the newspaper and news organization out of London, about this John Doe controversy. Do you know about that? I mean, do you know what the deal is on that? It's very convoluted.
It's connected to alleged, reported campaign contributions to the governor.
Correct. In Scott Walker's successful attempt to ward off being recalled from office. And I've got some serious interesting quotes from that leaked document. They're saying that it might have been the prosecutors that prosecuted the case that was eventually thrown out. And contributions to one of the Supreme Court justices in Wisconsin from a conservative Scott Walker connected group.
Mm-hmm.
So Peter Barker, the assembly leader of the Democrats, he's all pumped up about this, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to be talking with him after your potentially award-winning newscast at 10:30.
Okay.
Pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it gives him something to work with.
No, exactly. And they're obviously trying to take the state assembly back, the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't going to be boring. We'll have Peter Barker on at about 10:35 here on this quality radio station. Momentarily, we're going to be speaking with Doug Instanis. He's the director of the Racine Theater Guild, and they've got the big production opening tonight, Lend Me a Tenor. It's all coming up momentarily on your radio friend. But first, sports is coming.
Let's talk a little about predicting the future. Lots of people say they can, but have you ever met a psychic who...